Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
We'd like to acknowledge the Kaurna people as the traditional custodians of the land on which this podcast is recorded and produced. Welcome to The Beautiful Nightmare. It's the podcast for when you're flying by the seat of your pants, hosted by Chanel and Tamara.
Yep, that's us. Chanel, we're talking about crap things you say.
Oh, not even. Like the stupidest crap seems like you can get away with it. These things you can't. You sound like an absolute...
So when you put your foot in it, right? Well, this happens to us all the time because we do a podcast.
Yeah.
Imagine the stuff we've edited out.
Yeah.
And we have to start again. We go, what the fuck was that we just said?
Totally.
Start again.
Well, this was inspired by an article on Mum's Lounge. It's called People Share the Stupidest Things They've Accidentally Said and They Are Hilarious. And this is in this article. So, of course, it got me thinking. I reached out to the Nightmares on Instagram. We've got a bucket load of stuff coming. It's funny. We are saying some dumb shit. On a regular basis.
Everyone does.
To everybody.
I know. And we've all had that extremely embarrassing thing happen to just those little things where you're having a conversation, your brain's somewhere else. And
yes.
You're like, why the fuck did I say that to that person? Like I feel like a dickhead. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
All those moments.
Hit it. That's what I'm talking about. Wait.
Okay, now. From the beginning.
The Beautiful Nightmare.
It was Wolfie's birthday on Saturday. He was 8.
That's nice.
Which is nice. That was great. Got him some presents, which happened to coincide with the fact that he needed a new trumpet. So he plays trumpet. Said no parent ever. I don't know anyone whose kid plays trumpet except mine.
Well, there was a mum in the school car park this morning that said, oh, he's now started playing trumpet. And immediately
Brilliant.
I thought of you and I felt sorry for you both collectively.
No, it's a great instrument. Oh, yeah, I'm planning for one day I want him to be at the Anzac Day, you know, morning.
Oh, bless.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
So you go,
but you've just got to endure all the rehearsals before.
Yeah. But he's playing cool pop music. Like before, what was he playing the other day? Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Is he?
Dun. Yeah.
Hey, Taylor Swift, the girls will love that at school.
Yeah, probably, how he can win them over. But anyway, his friend had dropped his original trumpet, which is like a practice one, so it's kind of plasticky thing. So I was like, right, I'll get him a new one, brass one. He's gone up market now,
and Tamara, for anyone that doesn't know, this is her jam. She loves musical instruments. You would have been loving it in the shop.
Oh, shit.
Well, I'm here to buy a trumpet, you know, like you would have owned the shit out of that.
Chanel.
Tell me.
Interesting enough. I did not go to a music shop because they cost about $1,000 or more for a good trumpet. So I was like, he's only 8. He does not need,
Let's calm down on the trump.
He might get to Christmas and go, oh, fucking hate this. Well, he won't swear, hopefully.
And selling something like that on Marketplace after you spat all in it.
Lady, I went to Marketplace. That's where I went. Yeah. And I saw this great trumpet and I talked to the trumpet teacher. He's like, yeah, that would be a good one. Good brand. Check it out.
Lots of spit. Great.
Right. Secondhand. $500, half the price. Okay. I'm like, right, sounds good. So I said to this woman, I want to come and look at it on Friday. She's like, yes, great, that'd be fantastic. Her name is Janet. Yes.
Wow.
Okay, great, please do.
Then can't wait to just sell you this and get rid of it.
Yeah. And it was from an op shop. Like, so it was in one of these community op shop places. Anyway, by the time I go to this place, she'd taken the listing down, so I couldn't see the address.
Oh, that. And she's assumed you're buying it.
Sold. Yeah, she's gone, sold. And it's gone off. And I'm like writing to her going, I don't actually know the address and the name of this op shop. I just knew it was in this suburb. So I take off for this suburb, right? Mm-hmm. I think how many damn op shops can be in this one little suburb?
Yeah.
Apparently quite a few.
You're going to all of them.
Yeah, going to all of
them.
And I had Skylar with me. Whoopi wasn't there. So Skylar's with me and we're at this one shop. And I get out and people are moving things around and there's Brenda and she's like, hello, can I help you? And I'm like,
looking for Janet,
this trumpet business. She goes, no, we're closed. This is the sorting day. Trumpet.
Don't you know?
And I'm like, we've got the wrong place.
Get out.
Then she starts yelling, Barry, do we have any trumpets in the back? I'm like, no.
You've already told me to go away. Now you're trying to help. Very confused, Brenda.
And they're all very, yes, and they're all very serious. Then we're wearing gloves, plastic gloves. Yes. I don't know why. Maybe because they were handling.
They're going through secondhand stuff, which I can only imagine what some of the stuff they get. Some of it probably really good, but some of it, shit, it's sat in people's boots for 12 months.
Yeah.
God knows what's growing on it.
Is a good point. I finally get to the op shop I'm meant to go to because she writes back, tells me where to go. She goes, it's just across the road with the red flags. Come on in. So I get there. And then, you know the people that run these, who work in these op shops? Bless them.
Yeah, bless them.
They're so into it.
Brenda, Barry, Janet.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I said to Skylar, because apparently she was negotiable, Janet, on this trumpet. Mm. And I was going to see if I could whittle it down even, more. So I said to Skylar, when you
face to face,
go in. Can you look a little like homeless? Yeah. Like, can you look a bit like, let's not look like we have money. Look poor. Look a bit like, but also be very polite. Like Tiny Tim, like just happy to be alive.
Yeah.
You know, like smile and be happy.
Yeah, yeah.
So we get in there and I'm like ready for the performance. And I get in there, the first thing.
There's so many things I could say right now but I just can't I can't.
Why? Do it.
You suddenly put a pair of sunglasses on her. She's
blind. Why didn't I think of that? That would have been smart. But instead Skylar gets in there and goes, this place stinks. And I'm like,
oh, you bloody privileged child.
I was like, shut up. We come here all the time,
thanks
Skylar.
Thanks to pot pourri. I love it.
Yeah. So I said to the woman, look, can we look at the trumpet? Janet said she'd be negotiable. I'm telling Skylar to look at the books at the back.
Go see
if there's some sort of kids' books that you know. And she goes off and comes back. There's nothing. It's crap. It stinks. They're all crusty. I'm like, shut up. Anyway, so we've got this woman
down. So she's failed drama class.
Yeah. Got her down to 450.
Okay.
You know, she's Janet was like, yep, did you do 450 for that.
I think not a penny less.
I should have gone less. I should have turned to Skylar and said, Skylar, we won't be eating this week.
I've done that before in Marketplace. They've gone up to me. It could be like $30 and they come and they go, only got 20. Oh. And I go, it's 30. And they'll go, maybe I can find something in the car. And they go, if I can walk back with $10. I'm like, you had that there. You were trying to be shifty.
Yes.
Now, I'm someone that says you negotiate when you don't have to look at someone. This is my way because I hate talking money. You negotiate on text messages before.
Yeah.
On Marketplace.
Oh, yes.
Don't come at me with your $4.50 and say, and make me feel uncomfortable. So I'm like, I look at the floor and I go, it's $10 more.
You need to stand your ground, I reckon. And we need to say, okay, no, sorry, no sale. Yeah. And walk back in the house and lock the door.
Yeah, lock it.
And scream through there, I'm a Catholic. Like you tend to do.
Throwback. That if anyone that doesn't know what that was, I said that to a Jehovah's Witness person that was at my door. I didn't want to open it, so I squeezed my lips through the keyhole and said, I'm a Catholic.
Anyway, that's
she
that.
She starts singing hymns through the Yeah.
Have a nice day.
It was $30, not 20.
Yeah. Just leave it in the post box.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no. We can be like that though, can't we?
Yeah.
Behind the screen. It's so funny. Be a little bit. I always feel bad. I'm a bit direct, I think, sometimes on those things. I'm like, well, it depends, you know, $20 and da-da-da.
It's firm, I say.
And then you meet them and you're like, oh, they're so nice.
I know.
Oh,
I did that too.
And you're overwhelmingly overcompensating. You're like, Thank you. Oh, yeah, great.
It's nice.
Like everything's so, don't worry about that. I'll come in.
I've given them the podcast card before.
Of course you fucking have.
I sold a bike of Summers and it had a little basket on the front. I slipped the card in the basket.
Oh, you nerd. That is hilarious.
She actually wrote to me and said, I can't wait to listen. Thank you.
Oh, that's good.
She actually wrote that saying because it was a night we were really nice to each other from start to finish. But these times when it's a bit with the money.
Yeah.
And then they rock up and it's all, hi.
We had that awkward conversation on the text message.
Yeah. Or you let them like when they try, that when, you know when they want something and you let them just see that you've seen the message and you and then you don't write back for a minute. You're playing fucking mind games. Because yes. You're like, I want you to sit on that and sweat.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it.
I'm very busy right now. I've got other offers coming out of the
That's what I'd say, and I haven't. But I do tell them. I've been inundated.
Oh, my God. It's a mind game.
And it's over $5, by the way. They're bartering over $5. I've been inundated.
Oh, yeah.
Virtually sold already.
It's pending. Pending approval, but we'll see. We'll see, guys. Yeah, it's this whole thing is that's a whole episode.
Talk about stupid things you said and done. This plays into that.
I know, but look, we did get a good bargain, and I think Janet had no idea how much they're actually worth because we got this sucker back,
Chief.
And my trumpet teacher went, "Wow, that is a freaking bargain for that instrument. It was in such mint condition,
especially with retro spit in there.
But retro spit that cost more. So we were like, yes, winning. But yeah, I was quite proud of that bargain.
Well done.
But what I fucking had to do to get it though,
you fleeced the little old lady of all she's got.
Yeah, no. It's an op shop. You know, and Skylar got a good acting experience, you know, out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We find some little loopholes where we can help polish her up for the next.
Yeah.
The
yeah. Next. Try again next week, Skylar. We've got to buy an organ.
Yeah.
The beautiful nightmare.
Okay, so we're going down the route of stupid things we've said, all right? So the article from Mum's Lounge literally kicks off with, have you ever said this to someone? You've wished them a happy birthday and you've replied, you too. Oh, you too.
All the time.
All the time.
It just comes out.
It's the dumb stuff
it
like
is.
That.
Really dumb.
You know.
You do. You just go, you too, because you're not thinking. You're not really taking it in. You feel like you need to fill the space.
Totally. And we don't mean to be disingenuous with it. I think it just flies out because we've got so much going on just generally in this current climate of where we live.
Yeah.
So much is happening that our brains are fried. We're used to saying, I'm good, thanks, you, or yeah, you haven't, oh, have a nice day, yeah, you too. We're used to those kind of pleasantries being a quick little, I'll wish you something nice back, okay, bye.
Yeah.
And on to the next task of a billion that also wait.
Yeah, you're kind of trying to, you're being the full stop. You're trying to round off the conversation.
Yeah, but you're not trying to be shit, but you sound like a fucking idiot.
When someone goes on holiday and you say, have a good holiday, you're like, you too.
Yeah, they're not going nowhere.
No, no one's going. Yeah, they're not going anywhere. They're staying home. Way to rub it in. They're not going anywhere. So, yeah, I mean, I've done this and I could think of two things, but believe me, there are plenty more and some I probably can't even say on this one because then people would be like, that happened to me. She said that to me. But when I was working at the radio station, I said to the program director and was trying to be all cool, calm and collected, like, well, we just had this great conversation. You know when you have a good
You felt
interaction,
very inspired.
You go, that went well, don't fuck it up. And, of course, I did. And as I was leaving the office, I was like, okay, seeing you. I'm like, good luck with the weather. What the fuck? Good luck with the weather. Because we're talking about how it
was. Did you not know that it was catastrophic storms outside?
Oh, my God.
So much bad shit that you were just saying, look, I hope you get to your car. Good luck with the weather.
Yeah, it was something like that. Or it had been hot.
Turns out it was a beautiful day, 25 degrees.
Yeah, and he didn't want to go out. Yeah, whatever. And he goes, yeah, sure, I'll look into that because, we can control the weather. And he kept going on and I was no.
Down a bad slope.
Yeah, bad. I mean, you went from good and you could have just left it tomorrow. So this is my problem. I don't leave things. It's okay to just leave it. Like when you say goodbye to a friend, just go bye, then walk away. Don't go, and then blah, 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 blah. Like say something shit afterwards.
Have to. And then say something else. And then you forget to tell them about some crazy shit that you wanted to tell this person. And then you're back standing there again.
Yeah.
Right?
This happens actually to us when you leave here, Chanel.
Oh, we do.
And Chanel has stood in the middle of the road before to turn around and tell me one last thing. Not one last thing, sorry, like the 13th.
It might
last
be.
Thing.
I might die because the rate that the cars come around this corner, I could be in real trouble. But I'm standing there.
You're standing in
with
the
my life in my own hands.
And she'll be like, oh, tomorrow, don't forget, we've got to do the thing I just remembered. And I'm like, get off the road, Chanel. Like I've told you to get off the damn
I'm
road.
I'm still talking and you're up the stairs and gone. See, know, I'm
like,
still there.
I'm like, at what point is this okay to leave? Like that. I'm just walking.
We're at the point now where we just go. You've just walked off.
I'm waving from the window.
Goodbye, Chanel.
Yeah. Chanel, get in your car and go home. Go home, Chanel.
Do it. One more thing. I hear that once more from you. One more thing.
One more thing.
I'm going to show your lips shut.
Yes, please. Show your lips shut. Have you done something crazy though? I have. Said something crazy?
Yep, and it was on the microphone in front of an absolute fuck ton of people.
Yay.
It was at a cheer. I was at a massive cheer event and they do these events all over the country and this one happened to be in Sydney. So I would have liked myself to act a little bit cooler in Sydney.
But, of course, because you're in Sydney.
Yeah. But I didn't say this thing just once. I said it about 20 times.
Oh, no.
I kept saying this phrase and it was terrible. So in the cheer community in America, they have pegs, okay, that they give. And it's a really big thing that they get these pegs from other clubs. They do trading. They make
pegs.
Well, like wooden pegs and they make
what?
Them.
Right.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this.
Doesn't matter. It's
okay.
In the cheer community.
Yeah, yeah.
They go – in America, people will go over to Worlds and they will exchange pegs from their club and you could have these amazing pegs from these world brilliant cheer teams, right?
Yeah, right.
Don't ask me any more questions about it because that's all I know.
But just to clarify – are they clothing pegs?
Yes, they are. They are they are wooden pegs that you buy from the supermarket, but they've decorated them.
Yeah, sure.
They've stuck things to them. There's glitter, there's ducks, there's all these wicked things.
And they put them on their clothing.
They put them on your clothing or your backpack or something.
Sure.
Usually I've got a lanyard, so they've put them all on there.
Yeah.
And I thought it was funny. So we're having some banter on the microphone and all these kids are coming up to me and I'm saying, oh, everyone, make sure you do, I'm hyping the crowd up about pegging. So all the judges are laughing at me. All the judges internationally in the UK and the US that are all up in the middle of the night when they're all cacking themselves. And I haven't realised what pegging is.
Explain what pegging is, Chanel. Hang on. And say what you said.
Okay, so I'm on the microphone in front of a stupid amount of people. That's why it was so embarrassing. So also all these parents that are there are getting a good old kick out of this. So I've gone, and we're all pegging each other, so make sure you go and peg each other. And I'm just saying all these things on the fucking microphone.
I wouldn't have known either, though.
For anyone that doesn't know what pegging is, pegging is penetrative sex with a strap-on dildo, usually anal penetration. That's pegging. And I've been saying this really loud and everyone's hearing and the people that run CheerCon have got their heads on their hands going, she said it again, she said it again. And I'm going,
oh, my God.
And then one of the judges who's having a field day with this has sent me a text saying, keep saying pegging. And I'm going, what? Afterwards, got in the staff room. They go, look up what pegging is. Look it up. And I've gone, fucking shit. So this was –
But
this
I feel like I would be the same. I know it's got some sort of sexual connotation. I did not know it was that specifically.
So peg, I've got to say pin a peg. Make sure you go and pin a peg on each other.
And you
pin
were coining this whole cheered term.
Pegging. There's people in America laughing. They're all like on the live stream hearing this MC go on about
Let's
pegging.
Let's all penetrate one another, guys, by the end
up
of the
bum.
Day. Up the bum with a dildo. You too, Margaret. You too, down the front.
Come on. And I'm telling all the kids to do it, which is fucked up.
At least they have no idea.
Pegging. We're all pegging. We're having this great time pegging. This one big friggin' orgy.
Whoa.
So I'll never forget
that. You would have really livened it up though. You would have given them something that was memorable.
Well, I turned around, of course, smug and said, I knew what I was saying. I didn't, but I said, I knew what I was saying. Just giving the parents a laugh and the judges, keeping you all awake and entertained. fuck? So the kids weren't aware. They were just hearing this and that. But I have to say, pin a peg, pin a peg, pin a peg. I'm like, that's hard to say. Pegging's easy. Come on.
Oh, my God. I've once made a funny joke on stage too where we got someone up on stage and they've I've said, what did you do? And they said, oh, I'm a bean counter. And I was like, oh, I've heard there's a lot of bean farming up this way. A bean counter. And I kept going on about him literally counting beans as in a field, like a farmer.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I'm not realising that bean counter is another way of saying an accountant. But they thought I knew that and I was just being funny. And I'm like, why are they laughing so much?
You're almost too smart.
Well, I was like, wow, this is going quite well. This I mean, I like guess me. We're laughing at him about the fact that he's a bean farmer.
Yeah.
Bah, bah, bah. And then it wasn't. It clocked later. Someone said to me, you know what a bean counter is? It's an accountant. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake.
So let's not admit this, right? Let's say that we knew, but we were taking the funny but turning it on its head.
That's right.
I know about pegging. Which and I'm saying, are you listening, parents?
Yeah.
Just testing.
Just testing. And pegging. Wink, wink.
Count your beans, motherfucker.
I was like, I'm such a dickhead. But, you know, yeah. Anyway, so maybe.
That is great.
Turn it on its head. We need to remember that in future.
Just turn it on its head. You don't necessarily have to admit your silliness. You can go, excuse me, I knew the weather was catastrophic out there. That's why I said good luck with it.
Okay. You kind of almost want something to happen to him when he leaves the office.
Yeah, like lightning strike. I told you.
Yeah, yeah. I said good luck with the fucking weather. He didn't listen.
Yeah. Singed his eyebrows off or something.
He's in the hospital. You were right, tomorrow. Good luck with the weather.
I tried to tell you.
But you thought I was a dickhead.
Yeah. I knew. I foreseen this. Lightning strike as you left the office.
I know.
Okay?
I was saying good luck with a wink, wink, like, you're going to have to, pull your bridges.
You don't have to be a little old fortune teller lady to be able to give you this. You embody all those elements of intuition.
I have visions. Good luck with the weather. But I'm not allowed to tell you what's going to happen, but I can just warn you.
Yeah, you're going to be driving along the road and a big tree branch just goes over your windscreen. Yeah. Good luck with the weather. The
beautiful nightmare. I went through the whole first year of Japanese class at uni calling this guy Dave. And it wasn't until I got to the end of the year I realised his name was Pete. But he never corrected me. It's like he didn't want to correct me. He was a bit nerdy and he was almost scared to take it. Had gone too far.
So he just owned it. He was Dave.
He was Dave.
He went and changed it at the name place to just help you.
He was that much of a people pleaser. But it wasn't until I saw it written down and I'm thinking, why has he got that paper that says Pete on the top? But then I realised I call everyone Dave whose name's not Dave. Sean. My sexual fantasy guy. That's Sean. So everyone's Dave. If I don't know their name, they're a Dave.
Yeah. Anyway. Just make, you know, I've done that a few times. I've mixed because at events, usually you're called in as the MC, right?
Yeah.
And you're the solo person. It's an organisation where most of them know each other's names, all of them. And there's 10 to 20 of them and they all know your name because you're the one person they've hired in to do the job. They've got to remember one name, which is yours.
Yeah.
Can you give that to Chanel? Can you give that to Tamara? Whatever it is. But you've got to remember all their names.
You do, yeah.
And I smush them all up together.
I can imagine.
And I just can't. And I look for things like if they've got their drink bottle with their name on it.
Oh, well done.
Or they've written it on the top of a clipboard. They're walking around like this. Or I'm on social media. I'm like, oh, what the hell's their name? Because it will be something like John but it could be James or it can be Jen. Gosh. And it could be Genevieve. I don't know. But I'm terrible with names and I have that many issues at events.
Yes.
And I smush their names all together and I fuck it up. And I just go, hey, lovely. Hey, doll. Yeah. Hey, mate. Because if I'm calling you that, I don't know your name. I fucked up.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I think, we're very guilty of the name thing. I think lots of people are.
I'm shit out.
To the point where I met someone the other day and they've just gone, look, I might not remember your name next time. So just I'm crap with names. And then it's all in the
faces,
open.
Faces, I'm good.
Yeah.
and I don't mean to forget, but I'm just into the conversation. I'm listening to them, that their name, I've remembered it, but then something happened and it's flown out the window.
I heard this. There's a reason for this scientifically, because visually we're better, our visual memory is better than our hearing.
Okay.
So we will remember things that we've seen more so than we've heard.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So why we probably can't remember song lyrics. You have
to say something faces. Three times in your head, I've heard. So if you meet someone like Janet. Before you go to Marketplace, thrift store, and you don't remember her name, you have to say it three times. Some people's names really set in and you go, yep, I've got it. But other than that, it's difficult. You're in the schoolyard. You're meshing all these names together.
They say to come up with something like her name is, I don't know, like Jen. Like that's a name that you might forget because it's a very common name. Yeah. Jen, lots of Jens around. But the
could
context,
be Jennifer, Genevieve. Yeah.
The context of them, like connect the name Jen with something about them as well. You know, like I can't think of anything.
Say that. Like if it's Jenny, Microwave Jenny, because that was in Forrest Gump. Imagine
you. Well, there you go. Yeah, exactly.
Hello, Microwave Jenny. Oops.
Yeah, exactly. Or whatever the thing is, something in your mind that you can link it to.
Yes.
Anyway, well, it's a very interesting episode that we can talk about another time.
I like it.
How to remember shit.
How to remember. Yeah, exactly.
The beautiful nightmare.
So like you said previously, the Nightmaries wrote in and they gave us some of their best dumbass moments, didn't they, of when they've said some weird things, haven't they?
Yes.
Dara says, yep, I used to work in the airlines and I would tell people to enjoy their flight after they had arrived. She was so used to doing it. Oh, my goodness.
So Lily's put, I effing hate it. Here's one of my dumbass ones. I've got off the phone with someone and said, have a nice life.
That's a terrible thing to say. That's like when you said I love you once to the insurance lady.
No, she said it to me.
Oh, she said it to you.
Yeah, and it was Medicare. Sorry, if we're going to get facts. She said it to me and it was Medicare. She went, love you, bye. And I went, love you too. She might have needed it. But Lorraine is so funny. She got off a cold call or tried to cold call someone and said, no worries, thanks so much. Have a nice life.
Oh, instead of have a nice day.
Yeah, have a nice life. Yeah, because I may never see you again.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
And then someone's going, does she know something I don't? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, she has visions. Also, good luck with the weather. And watch out for red cars. Just saying. Amanda wrote in, she said, I absentmindedly called a high school teacher dad once at school. It was pretty embarrassing because I had a crush on that teacher.
Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Dad. Do you know what I called my dad the other day? This is weird. He – so weird. You've probably done this.
Maybe not.
Okay. He was over and it was a Wolfie's little – family gathering for his party and I put some donuts on the table and my dad went to go get one and I went, stop, Daddy, stop.
Daddy.
and I said, Daddy. I called my dad Daddy and I was instantly like,
stop, Daddy. Your eye would have vomited.
I was like grossed out. And my sister went, Daddy. And I went, I didn't mean it.
Unless you are very well spoken, stop, Daddy. Stop.
Stop, Daddy.
Even then, that's for a 15-year-old to say, not you.
I think it's because when you refer to your husband as Daddy, Daddy has it, you know? Yeah, to your kids.
If you refer to your husband as Daddy.
Not in the bedroom.
No, I'm just saying, yes. That's where it was going.
Yes, Daddy, no, I love
go
it.
Go see Daddy, he's got it.
Oh, Daddy.
Daddy.
Daddy,
that makes me want
me
to be.
Peg me harder. That's what you'll be saying from now on.
Oh, no, I can't stand the idea of Daddy and Mummy talk in the bedroom when you
Wrong
I don't even
town.
Call Dan Daddy. I'll say go and find Daddy or go ask Dad. Yeah. To Summer and Ollie.
Of course.
But I don't go around going, Daddy, where are you? What would you like for dinner,
no,
Daddy?
You're not referring directly to them. I don't do that either. I'm just talking when you're talking to the kids. Yes,
yes,
exactly.
Yes.
Sometimes your brain has a little moment and then you end up calling your own dad, Daddy.
Daddy.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Daddy. Hey,
shut
Daddy.
Up. Stop. Stop. I can't, Chanel.
Daddy.
Shut up. Oh, my God. Corinna said, once my friend's husband wished me a happy Mother's Day, to which I responded, happy Mother's Day to you too. Same thing. He laughed and said, oh, I'm not a mother. It's that same thing, mindlessly just replying.
We know.
Victoria said she pulled up to McDonald's drive-thru ordered food and said, "That's to go, please." And then was mortified. She said, "Takeaway." Can I have that coffee in a takeaway cup? Because I don't want you handing me a cup, a porcelain cup through
for me,
the window.
For me to walk away with it and then don't know where to put it.
But we get so used to saying these things, don't we, that it flies out of our mouth.
This one from Hannah said, after calling in sick, I told my manager I love you and hung up.
Your manager. Better than daddy. Love you, daddy.
Love you, daddy. Thanks, daddy. Love you.
Thanks, daddy.
He would have been like, oh.
That's disgusting. So Patricia said she was in a bar with a friend and the bartender has said, "What can I get you?" And her friend said, "I just need another sec." Then the bartender said, "That's fine. I'll give you all the secs you need." And she immediately turned bright red and walked away. Trying to be like really cool and funny and then just like completely just.
I think this one is from Nicole on the same, in the same vein as this. It's very funny. She hasn't put a name in, but I think that's right.
Yeah.
Because I stalked her profile just to make sure I had the right name. I think it's that, but then had a funny name anyway.
Yes.
Nicole, if this is you, this is dedicated to you. She was in a bar, found the bartender quite hot and started to try and chat him up, right?
Oh, yeah.
And she's turned around and said to him, "So what do you do?" "Just pouring you a drink, lady."
You mustn't
not
be a
this,
bartender.
Not this.
This is volunteering, this is, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I'm here what to try and do? Meet chicks yeah. or whatever.
That's funny.
So what do you do? I don't know. What? Hang on.
What do you do, daddy?
Give me one guess.
Pegging.
Do you peg for a living? Some people would.
Oh my god, bartenders must get a lot of like, being picked. I've never been a bartender, but like you would be getting a lot of ladies. I reckon ladies love a good bartender because they know how to handle, you know, the alcohol with the glasses and the, you know, they're all very. I don't know.
I'd love it if they're putting on a show and they were swinging things around and they just knock something off, smash.
Yeah, I know that's not like you're a bit Tom Cruise-y in Cocktail. You're just kind of cool. They're giving you what you want, alcohol. Most
yes.
of the time.
Yeah, and you're in a good mood because you're having some drinks with friends or whatever and you, you know.
And I also think it's because they're not paying attention to you the whole time.
Yeah.
So it's a bit like you're trying to get their attention, something you can't
get. So
you
say dumb shit.
Yeah, they're not.
Like, what do you do?
Yeah, yeah. And they're not being needy. They're kind of like, "Here's your drink, that's fine, but okay, sorry, I've got to go over here now." And you're like, "But wait.
Wait,
I want you to pay me more attention.
We were talking. Darren.
Oh.
Yeah. We were talking, Desmond.
Mm. Oh, yeah. We've all done this sort of thing. It's, you know, when someone's stepped on your foot and you say sorry.
I know. I hate that.
Like, oh, sorry. And you're in pain. Like, my foot was there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So this happened to Dale. He said, "A coworker held the door open for me and when I stepped past her, I said, 'You're welcome.'" So they were saying, "You're welcome."
That was a nice way of going, "Can you say thank you, please?" Because that's... You know,
yeah, it's a
I'm
bit
beating
facetious.
You to the punchline.
I know. We do those things.
There were some funny ones on Mum's Lounge and this one said, "I removed a giant graffiti penis from a building at work. I told my boss I managed to get that huge penis off." That's from Sugarcane Bandit. Someone on Mum's Lounge just put, "If there are adult diapers, why aren't there adult strollers?" Someone's put, "Do you mean wheelchairs?" That was a dumb thing, wasn't it?
But maybe it's more like a pram for when you're tired.
Yeah.
You know, like an adult stroller. Like, can
again,
I get in
we've
the stroller
said this
now?
Before, the bugaboo, much more room.
Yeah.
Spread like out.
Something.
Lay it right down and just have your big old legs hanging out.
That's right. Not because you have to be in a, like, not wheelchair, but because, you know, you're just tired.
Yes, because you're tired and you don't.
But you still want to go to the shops.
Yes. And you have to get someone else to push you.
Yeah.
That's the whole point, right?
Yeah. The beautiful nightmare. All right, so hot tips on how to get out of some of these situations if you put your foot in it or you say weird things. The first thing was, it depends on what you've said. If it's passed by, then let it go. Like, if no one's really clocked it, you know how sometimes you're the only one
noticing
it? You can draw attention. Yeah, don't make a deal of it. If someone's not noticed, you go, "Thank fuck," and move forward. Like, just, you know, go die later and go, "Oh, my God, thank God no one noticed." So,
yeah.
But if you have and the room is dead silent and looking at you going, "What the hell was that?" then you acknowledge it, you know. Say, yes. Sorry, that came out wrong. And that happens on reality TV, I was thinking, because a lot of the time these people say things and then they'll say later on in the series, I never said that. It's like rewind episode 2, Dale, you totally did. Said that. Can't get out
totally.
Of it.
Totally.
I know. Anyway. So the third thing is explain yourself. But here's the thing. Don't come up with excuses. So don't say, oh, I just had a crap day. I had a really bad sleep. So this is why I said it. Don't justify it. Yes. Just say sorry. The way I meant it is, you know, instead of saying you're a dickhead.
Yeah.
I said, well, maybe you didn't make quite a good choice in that moment. You can make a better choice.
You didn't make a good choice calling your dad daddy, did you?
Sorry, daddy. I did not mean daddy. I meant
dad.
Father.
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 Yeah.
And the last one was drop it and move on. Now, this is something a lot of people do. We ruminate on things we've said.
Oh, my God. It's my worst.
And what we're doing is we're reminding that person constantly of the weird thing that happened or that we did.
Giving like, energy to sorry, it. Doesn't need it.
Sorry. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Again, oh, I'm so cannot embarrassed. Believe Shouldn't I did have said that. That. Sorry. So, and they're like, so just stop bringing it up. Let's move forward, you know. Because often a friend of mine, she does this sometimes. She'll message me later and go, sorry about that weird thing I said about that. I just can't stop thinking about it. And then I'll be like, I had no idea you said that. I didn't think it was weird. Your head. Yeah, exactly. It wasn't weird.
She called you mummy.
Yeah. Did she? She was pegging me. She thought, is this weird? Should I, you know, say anything?
Feels
should
okay. We, feels nice. I'll just keep going.
Should we acknowledge that this weird. Happened? No. So that's a good one because rumination is the worst when you've done something embarrassing. Can't stop thinking about it.
Oh, it's terrible though because even when you try to stop thinking about it, something will remind you and then your head will try and play it how it shouldn't have happened or how you
What you should have done.
Our brain.
I know. And then you get hives.
Overthinking.
Get anxiety.
No need for that level of anxiety. No.
So move forward, people. Uh-huh. Happens to everyone.
Yeah.
We all say dumb things.
Yeah. And we will continue to say dumb things. Yeah. And look, it's terrible when I've got a microphone in my hand because I'll just keep going for about an hour.
And if you would like to see us say more dumb things and you're in Melbourne, then come to our show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. We'll try not to say dumb things, but it might happen.
This is where if something's too risky, we can edit it out of this podcast to save a listener not being offended or embarrassing ourselves. It's very easy to go clip, clip, delete, pull it together and it sounds like a seamless piece of audio. This will not happen in a live show.
No.
It is going to be rude, dirty, daddy, mummy, blah.
Pegging, tampons, all sorts of weird and wonderful
all
things.
The shit, April 6th and 7th. So basically just come and have some fun. We want to laugh at the dumbest shit.
We will, all together, yeah.
All together.
And if you want to feel better about yourself, come and see us.
Yeah, you will.
Because there's no one more self-deprecating, so yeah. But we can't wait. We're so excited.
So I think it's comedyfestival.com for tickets or just head to our socials, all the information's there. But please come and have some fun with us. We'd love to meet you and catch up.
Woo-hoo.
So April 6th and 7th.
See you there, guys.
The Beautiful Nightmare is produced by Frankie Media and hosted by Chanel Franklin and Tamara Linke.
Want to know more about us?
Get in touch at thebeautifulnightmare.com or jump on our socials.
Wow, you can really make a podcast.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.